Parshas V'hoya Kisavai. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh writes, what's V'hoya Kisavai? Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, V'hoya is Lashon Simcha. We've seen a few places. Chazal say, V'hoya is Lashon Simcha. He says, it's L'hoyer, says the Aruch Chaim. She'ein l'smoyach elav yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. V'hoya, when are you going to be B'simcha? Kisavai. Al derech, he says, like Oz Yimolei Schaik Pinu, when you come to Eretz Yisrael. Heich efshel l'smoyach b'chutz l'aretz. Avada, the Iker Simcha, is in Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk says, Ki Savoy, I saw in the Sefer from Rav David Feinstein, Zatzal, he has a lot of interesting gematrias. Ki Savoy is 439. He says, because by the Bris Ben Absarim, Hashem said they're going to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years, plus another 40 years in the Midbar. So together, it's 440. So Ki Savoy, 439. Then, after that, then they'll talk about Savoy El Eretz Yisrael. Now the Aruch Chaim, when he talks about this idea about that being b'simcha, it's b'emes later in the parsha also. It says v'somachta b'chol ha'toiv. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh writes ein toiv el ha'toira. And then I don't know. He quotes a famous song: she'im hoyu b'nei adam margishim v'mesikas ha'toira v'arevas ha'toira hoyu mishtagim achareha v'layichoshev b'neiim m'loy oylam kesev izav l'meuma ki ha'toira koylelas kol ha'toivos sheba oylam. He says that's the pshat in v'somachta b'chol ha'toiv. So, Kolshkein, in Eretz Yisrael, Kisavai, a kvutza of Bnei Torah that are learning in Eretz Yisrael, with Simchas HaTorah, Shtagin Mitoch Simcha, is Avada, that's Vahoya, it's going to be Simcha Kisavai. Now, the emes is a person has to be margish to Masikas HaTorah, but even a Dovar Masoik Ma'oid, there's a mushal, if you ate something very mar before that, you put something in your pear that's anti the Masikus, then you're not going to be able to be margish that Masikus. And v'hamei v'nyovin, so legabi being margish mesikas atoira, it can only be shayich ad kama that you don't put something that's fakert, that's a stira to that mesikas that would be mineya, you being able to be margish the mesikas. The mesikas doesn't come right away. It's bavus. The Chazanish writes in the Michtov how the ikar mesikas of Torah comes after learning beretzifus 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours beretzifus. Try it once. We know it says in the Zohar that the emesis Chazal say that they were hoirig, the yetzer of Avodah Zarah, but they left the yitzra of Arayis, of a gevissa mos, of a gevissa darga, but the darga that they left the yitzra, it's because you need the yitzra for chet v'sodoi raisa. A person needs, you have to be mafil the yetzer for chet v'sodoi shmaitza, for gishmak and learning. The emes I heard once from another gadol, there's different yetzaharas. The different Yetzirahs are translated into how you're supposed to use that as a platform for Limud HaTorah. There's the Yetzirah for Kesef. There's the Yetzirah for food, for Oichel. There's the Yetzirah for on the Yonim of Kedusha. Each one is a different facet in Torah. Herzu. Mishi Yesh Leimona writes a Masayim, the Yetzir for Kesef, for Nechosim, that's Bekiyas. Bekiyas, a person. Nochadav, Nochadav. Then there's the Yetzirah for Oichel, those that first day, what a taka means, that's a La'anine atam, some of our steaks, it's not some steak, it's a steak, I don't know, a Pittsburgh steak, I don't know, it's a festezach, that's be'in. And then there's chidushay toira. The Indian of kedusha is, puravu is l'rabo, it's riboy. The way to use that yetzer, l'ched v'sed shmaitz is to be mechadish chidushay toira. And that's how a person be'emes is supposed to be trying to put his koyach. Okay, akoponim. That was the opener of the parsha of Hoya Kisavai. So the first chelik of the parsha is Mikra Bikurim. We know there's really two dinim. And the Sefer HaChinuch breaks it up into two different mitzvahs b'emes. There's the mitzvah of Havas Bikurim. And over here in the parsha Be'ikr, we have the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. Not always is they're both. The Mishnais, we'll go through a little bit, we'll see in the Mishnais and Bikurim. Sometimes there's a din of Mevi Ve'enoi Koire. And there's two different facets to the mitzvah. There's the Havas Bikurim and the Mikra Bikurim. Now, the Yisoid of Bikurim, both, the Havo with the Mikra, the Gansa Parashat Tzazamin, some are madgish that the Ikr Nakuda of Bikurim is Emuna. You know, a person thinks, he was Chayreyash, he was Zayreya, he was Noiteya, he was Poyel. The Indian of giving Bikurim is to be madgish, that it's the Bashef for everything. And that's the beginning of the Parashat also, V'hoya Kisavoy, what you think you came with your own Koiches? No, the Eberster brought you. You think it's Kiyaviyacha. You think it's Kisavai. If your attitude is you think it's Kisavai that you did it, and you were Chayrish, you were Zerah, you were Neteya, comes Bikurim to be Machdir Amuna. There's another nekuda that they talk a lot about in Bikurim is the Indian of Akaras HaToiv. It's another facet to the mitzvah. The Akaras HaToiv. And there's memes another nekuda also. To the Bailim, it's Chaviv Davka, the pre-Rishon, the Bikurim. This that he has to give it to the Kohen gate them nistan, v'chi ma'ichpas lei l'Kohen. If it's the pre, the Bikurei pre, it's the same pre, the quality is the same. To the Bailim, there's the Chavivus. On Nochals, it's a Gzeres HaKosov. It's a Gzeres HaKosov, Gzeres Melech. That Davka to give the first one. The Rabbi Shalom wants you to be Mevater also on your lave, Rachman Aliba boy. You have a Gevissa Gagua, a Gevissa Chashivus, a Gevissa Hisyachsis, you, not the Kohen. To that, Rishoy, Bereshus, Mishfil Yisrael, Shinikoreshus, and Mishfil that pre, that's Nikoreshus. Davka, he wants you to be Mevater on that to show, and again, these three Inyonim, the Inyon of Emuna, the Inyon of Hakoras Hatoiv, and the Inyon of doing it because it's Gzeres Melech, not because of a reason. If you do it, then on Leila Seder, when we say the Haggadah Shel Pesach and we elaborate the central part of Magid, is the Psukim of Parshas Bikurim, and we actually darshan those Psukim word for word, and we darshan and we bring other Chazals, there's Brises of Sifra, that are darshaning these words. Now it's not Stam that we chose, we could have read the Psukim in Parshas Shmoyz, Va'er Boy B'Shalach. We read the Psukim from Parshas Kisavi, it's Mefarsh in the Rambam, in Hilchis Pesach and Perek Zayin. Kol Hamarbe, when he says the famous memory of Kol Hamarbe L'Saper, the Rambam's Lashon is, Kol Hamarbe L'Saper B'drash Parsha Zu, Hareza Meshubach. What's the bitoy that we dafka, Shtelavek, of course there's Sipur on El Aseder, as opposed to Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim of Aholia, but what's Bazunder, what we're being Madish in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, is the Inyan of Hoido, not Stam, to say it, these Psukim of Mikra Bikurim is Hoido, and Dafkan Leila Seder also, we want to be Mevate, the Inyan of Hoido, with these Psukim. The Emes is, it's coming closer to Rosh Hashanah also, there's a fascinating deal, we're saying another facet of Mikurim, we said three Nekudas, Emuna, Akaras HaToiv, and the Inyan of Mekabel Gzeres Melech. On the Inyan of Mekabel Gzeres Melech, it's very interesting. It's also the Lashon of the Rambam. Everyone knows the famous Rambam about Shofar, Remez, Yesh B'Dover, Uru Yishenem Mishinaschem. But what's very interesting is that famous Rambam that everyone quotes is not in Hilchis Shofar. In Hilchis Shofar, it's Gzeres HaMelech. It's in Hilchis Tshuva that the Rambam brings the idea that Shofar has a tam behind it. Mitzad, Etzem Hilchis Shofar Gzeres Melech. And fascinating, look at the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchis Tshuva, Paragimel Alachadalad, listen to the Haskalas Rambam. Afal pi shetkiyas Shofar b'Rosh Hashanah Gzeres Melech hu remez yesh b'dover. Dainu be'emes we're doing it as Gzeres Melech. Rachmana Amar Tiku. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, why do we blow? Rachmana Amar Tiku. Gzeres Melech. And in Hilchis Shofar, their month can tam. Not mentioned. In Hilchis Tshuva, afal pi shegzeres melech of a remez yesh b'dover b'chol efen. Another nekuda in Bikurim, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Daf Tzadi Beis, the Gemara brings Amalei Rava L'Rabba Bar Meri, Minoa Milsa Da Amri Inshi Bosar Anya Azlan Yusa. There's actually a Rishima of members that people say, Amri Inshi and Makairis for it. Now one of them is that poverty goes after the poor. Somehow the Ashiris goes to the Ashirim and the Aniyas goes to the Aniyim. Zok the Gemara, where's the Makar? From a Mishnah in Bikurim. Because the Mishnah says in Bikurim, Paragimel, Mishnah Ches, Ashirim would bring the Bikurim with Kal Sois Shel Kesef Shel Zov. They would bring it in golden and silver baskets. They would bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. There's a Din of Havoah, Hanocha, by the Mekam HaMizbeach. And then give it to the Kohen to eat. In the Yazara, it's Kachem Kachem. He eats it, it's a carbon, he eats it, it's a mincha. The Kohen eats it in the Yazara. But you give the baskets back to the rich people. When the poor person brings a sal of Arava, a simple wicker basket made out of Arava, that the Kohen takes it with the basket. The Kohen takes it with the basket. What's Takedip Pshat? So the Gemara says the Aniyim lose out. But I saw once a Pshat from Reb Aaron Bakst, that's how he says, when the rich person brings it, he's bringing fancy peiros and mechubedik peiros, and you want to be mechabed him, so you take out the peiros one at a time and you show that he's bringing davar of shevach. But the oni, the payers are not the greatest quality, and probably, you know, like some people by Shalach Manos, different people, different monogam, it's filled with really folded paper. It's just the little things on the top. To start taking out the payers, it's going to be more mavayishim. It's better he should lose out, and you take his basket. And what's it called? And I'm moisif that if there's an usher who bought his fancy golden basket, and it's taka mostly filled with popcorn and what's it called, and only a few fruits on the top, so come to my bissel bushes, then you take it out, and you see, give him his golden basket back. It's an interesting nekuda also, though. We said the other facet is hakara satoiv. When we're doing the hakara satoiv of bikurim, the hakara satoiv is to the pri adam asher that you brought the yuvul of that year, the first payrus of that year. But you see, a meridik yisoid in the tzur of hakara satoiv, you start from arami oivirovi maschel begnos. On Leila Seder, we call it maschel begnos, but it's more than that. Arami oivirovi, you give the full picture. You don't just focus on a detail. Once you're being expressing your hakara satoiv, you do it already. You go all the way back to the beginning. I saw over from Rabbi Victor Miller, Zatzal. He writes, always Parshas Kisavi, which before Yomim Leroyim, the end of the year, Tich Lashon of Akil Loisel, Toch El Shon of Abir Chaisel. He says, this Nakud of Akara Satoiv, he says, it's first of all a Chelik of Tshuva, and it's also a Chelik Bechlal. You want to have a good year next year? Avada, everyone wants to have a good year next year. Thank the Kodesh Baruch for what he gave you this year. Navada, there was a peckle this year. Everyone had his peckle. There were better things, not such better things. Aber, not having Hakara Satoiv, Bepeh, he was very big into that. To say Bepeh Moli to the Beshefer, thank you for the things you did give me. Everything with the peckle came with the either a silver lining, or the whole thing was silver, whatever it was. The Nishzogin, or let's talk it positive, the saying Hakara Satoiv is a basis for getting Shefa for the next year. We know that we bring Bikurim from Shivas Aminim. Shivas Aminim Archita Sa'ira Gefen Tein Rimon Shemen Udvash. There's a Machloikis Rishonim. What about, we know that there are really, people get confused, there's Shivas Aminim Sheneshtab Rabbe Eretz Yisrael. Two of them are grains, Chitim and Sa'irim. The other ones are fruits. Chitim is actually, if you eat chitim, literally, you don't make a mazoinus or a hamoitzi. Kois is chita, you make a hadoma. That's famous. I saw one of them before say, that's what's a meireishis called priya hadoma, because you're doing the bikurim, you're being mafresh to bikurim by chitim, when it's still priya hadoma. It's not even eights, it's priya hadoma. But we know that's shivas amina, but there are chameshes mine dogen. Where's the chameshes mine dogen? I know chitim and sa'irim. The Teretz is there's a subcategory of chitim is Kusmin, and a subcategory of Sa'irin is Shiboy Lashul and Shifoin. It's a machloikis, even in Kedim and Hilchis Brochis, that Chitin comes before Sa'irin, then there's a Balagan. What about Kusmin? Kusmin is a subcategory of Chitin, but not Mefurish. And Sa'irin is later in the Pasuk, but it's Sa'irin. What comes first? Kusmin? Well, Bechlal, though, is there Bikurim from Kusmin, Shiboy Lashul and Shifoin? Kusmin is only from Shivas Aminim. Is Kusmin, Shiboy Lashul and Shifoin considered? I know Kusman is a subcategory of Chitin, Shibay Lashul and Chitin is a subcategory of Sairin. Does it have the Chashivus of Shiva Saminim? It's a Machlaikis Mishoinim. Actually, it's Negeya, a Girsa, and Toysis, and Psochim, Daflamid Vav, Bektsara, Fancy Zach. There's a Havamin over there that matzah should be made out of something that's Ein Beminoi Bikurim. And then, like the Mishoinim asks, what are you going to make matzah out of? So there's a Shalom the Girsa, either. The Gemara is Gufa saying it's not possible because if matzah can't... First it says matzah shouldn't be made out of bikurim. You shouldn't make matzah out of... A koyin shouldn't eat matzah, Leila Seder, if it's from chitim of bikurim. But then they say, no, maybe b'chlal, it shouldn't be minoy bikurim. So then what are you going to bring matzah made out of? Matzah has to be... And the other gear says, fakert, no, it still won't be shver. You'll be able to bring matzah from kusmin, shibay l'shul, and shifin. You'll be able to bring matzahs from chameshas minim. If you learn that kusmin, shibay l'shul, and shifin is not shivas aminim, even if there's a din, you can't bring matzah from bikurim. Even not from Bikurim, from Minoy Bikurim. The Rashash of the Riyaz and Einfal, he says, if the din would be that you can't make matzah from something that's Minoy Bikurim, you would prepare chitim in an otzitz nokov, in an otzitz she'enoy nokov, and then otzitz she'enoy nokov is ain't be Minoy Bikurim. Big chiddush, it's still Minoy, it's still chitim. That was his plan. You would be a whole patent, you know, a new chumran matzah. It should come from otzitz she'enoy nokov, that it's not, okay. Only Havamim, it's only Havamim. The Mishnah says in Bikurim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalid, Elu Mevi'in V'loi Koirin. There's a list of people that only have the mitzvah of Havva, which is in Parshas Mishpatim, Bikurim, and not the mitzvah of Kriya. There's a whole Rishima in the Mishnah over there. One of the things in the Mishnah over there is Ger Mevi V'Einoi Koirin. Why is a ger einoi koire? She'einu yachaloimer asher nishba Hashem la'avoseinu. A ger can't say la'avoseinu. Azoi state in Mishnah, Mefurish. Emes is, in Rambam, Hilchas Bikurim, Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel, Mefurish connected to Mishnah. The Rambam says, ger meivi v'koire. I mean, before Pulpulim, the Mishnah says, Eilu meivi and v'loi koire, the first thing on the list, ger. Not the first thing, but the Rishima there, ger any meivi v'eini koire. In Rambam, say, ger meivi v'koire. And the Rambam warns, a ger can say la'vi seinu. Because Av Hamoin Goyim, Avram Avinu, Av Hamoin Goyim, the Shagasari explains that who then Yitzchak and Yaakov is called Aviseinu. There's a whole shtickle by Bazundra, a shtickle on the Shagasari. But yet, a ger could say Aviseinu. And this is, by the way, how we paskin, not only in Hilchis Bikurim, but in Hilchis Zimun, Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Tzadi Tes. Don't say that a ger shouldn't be Mezamen because he can't say Aviseinu. A ger could say Aviseinu. Also in Hilchis Birchas HaShachar, in a few places in Shulchan Aruch, not just like Abi Hilchis Bikurim. It's Mefor that we paskin. It's connected to Mishnah. Connected to Mishnah. Ger made of any kaira. The Mefarshei Rambam, the Kesem Mishnah, already all the Noisei Kevin, they explain that the Yerushalmi in Bikurim argues. You can say that the Yerushalmi brings that there's a Tana that argues, and we paskin like the Yerushalmi that we're not in his fall that he can't say Laviseinu because a ger could say Laviseinu for Bikurim and for Berachas Hamazon and for Brachas and for everything for Tefillah because Avamoyin Goyim it's Laviseinu. Or befret the Mishnah Lamelech. In fact, the Mishnah Melech has another problem. There should be another reason, even after you establish that a ger could say La Voiseinu, there should be another reason why a ger is not able to be koire, and he should only be made of any koire for a different reason. Interesting. I follow a different reason. It's not what the Mishnah says either. The Mishnah says maybe the ene koire because he can't say La Voiseinu. But there's another reason because it says Haaretz Asher Nasata, and a ger doesn't have chelik baaretz. That's already a kasha, and it's betoikif the kasha because the Rambam in Hilchas Ma'aser Sheni by Vidui Ma'aseris, the Rambam Hilchas Ma'aser Sheni Perek Aleph, he writes that the ger can't say Asher Nasata Lanu because he doesn't have a chelik baretz. Now we have a stira minei ubei. There's a lot of Torah in the Akroyim about that. One of the turutzim I saw is that in Bikurim we say Lashon Osid Asher Nishbata Labisenu Losseis Lanu LaOsid. There's a pasuk in Yecheskel Gerim will also have chelik baretz. Ma'aser Sheni. It's Asher Nasat Alonu. We're talking Lashon over that you're not able to do. Now another sugya in Bikurim is a sugya. It's also in Bikurim, obviously in the Mishnayos, but it's also in Baba Basra, Daf Pei. We have a Bazundar Chavivis to Baba Basra Daf Pei. Avi Meiri Shlita is learning Daf Yomi for 40 plus years already, 43 years, and he started Baba Basra, Daf Pei Aleph. That's so Baba Basra, Daf Pei is the big Siyam. A few cycles ago, I remember Rav Osher, I told him, my father's making a Siyam. Rav Osher called him up, Mazel Tov, that's a Simcha, Siyam Hashas. So Baba Basra, Daf Pei, Akoponim. In the Sugi in Baba Basra, Daf Pei, the Mishnah says, Hakoina Shnei Ilonois, if a person buys, not a whole field, he only buys two trees, so it's Mevi Ve'enei Koirei. Why? So the emphasis is it's a machlokes tanan, but the way the sugya works out is you're only chayiv in bikurim. Forget about kri, even havo. You're only chayiv in havos bikurim if you own karka. If you buy fruits in a fruit store, or if you buy one tree, you're not chayiv in bikurim. And the emphasis is the way the sugya tells avek what's considered a sada of ilanos, three trees. Shloisha ilanos is already a sada, and it's maybe v'koyre. Shnayim is maybe v'eni koyre because shnayim is a suffix. Shnayim is a suffix. They say echad. And according to one time, even Shnai, but let's go like this, Shita. Elon Echad is Einoi Meivi. Einoi Meivi. It's not Istanbul fruits. Shnayin is a suffix, and therefore Meivi Ve'enei Koirei. Frek the Gemara. Frek the Gemara. Why is it Meivi Ve'enei Koirei? Sachakol, it's Psukim. Say the Psukim. Voskan Zayin. Gemara says, no, it's Mexican Shikra. If you're not Chayiv, you don't. Meivi Ve'enei Koirei. So the Shaila is, Dachroyim ask, someone else that's bringing Bikurim, that's saying, you know, a guy has a suffix, if you should make a bracha. Shemeya Koina, listen to someone else. Why Meivi Ve'enei Koirei? It's a suffix. Meila, other things that are Meivi Ve'enei Koirei. Some people that are Meivi Ve'enei Koirei, a ger, Aliba the Mishnah, that Meivi Ve'enei Koirei. There's no Indian for him to be listening to someone else. Ainoi Koirei, I mean, if he wants to be Yitzhak the Rambam, yeah, but Ainoi Koirei, because that's the din. Bivadois, Ainoi Koirei, can't say Lavisainu. Aber Shnei Lonois, which is misafik. So some say no, because to listen to someone else, Shemea Koine, is also Mechzik Shikra.
That's also Mechzak Shiva. But there's another Torah that maybe there's no Shemeya Ka'ina by Mikra Bikurim. Because Mikra Bikurim needs B'kol Ram, and I'm not going into the whole Shemeya Ka'ina. The Olam knows about this, right? Then it's Shemeya Ka'ina, if you want. That there's some things that don't have Shemeya Ka'ina. Lamasha, something that needs B'kol Ram, something that needs, they say it by Birchas Ka'inim, there's a famous Beis Halevi. And there's other places also where it's not Yaitza Shemeya Ka'ina. I heard once, you have to be Mvar this Indian, by Megillah, by Mikra Megillah, by the Seres B'nei Haman, the Olam is noik to say it themselves. One of the Peshatim is, because you need B'neshima Achas. B'neshima Achas, you can't throw up the Chibur in Shemeya Ka'ina. But it's a Shaila. It has to be B'neshima Achas, or it shouldn't be B'shtei Neshimas. If it's just negative, it shouldn't be B'shtei Neshimas, so you're fine. If you need a bear of Neshima Achas, Kenzain, that's why it's not the... It's not the... The Mishnah says in Bikurim, the Mishnah actually over there is comparing Truma, Meiser, and Bikurim. And it says, Yesh b'Truma u'Meiser mash'ein b'Bikurim. It goes through each three. What Truma and Meiser has in common, what Truma and Bikurim has in common, what Meiser and Bikurim has in common, not with Truma, each one. Among them it says, Yesh lehem shir. It's mashma that by Bikurim, ein lehem shir. Although the Rambam writes, it's a fascinating zach, the Rambam writes that there is a shir mid the Rabbanon by Bikurim, echad mishishim. Now that's a scary zach. That's... If a guy has huge, 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 huge amounts of fields, that's a lot of Bikurim. That's a big undertaking. Now you look at me and say, okay, well, Maaser Sheni also, yeah. Maaser Sheni, you could be poyed on Kesef. And Bitzarta Kesef, the Adecha. Or if Bikurim is Echad Mishishim, what if a guy has 10,000 bushels just of Bikurim? If he has, times 60, work it out. Yeah, 6 million. And so that Taket is a din of Echad Mishishim. Oh, but there's a remes Taket for this din of Echad Mishishim. They bring it from the Goyin. It says, V'samto batene. Tene is gematria shishim. Tene is gematria shishim. That's a remez that Bikurim is echa mishishim. The Goyin adds that there's a remez because there's a Mishnah in Kalim. This is, you have to be the Goyin, yeah? There's a Mishnah in Kalim that a tene is a chetzi so. And there's a Gemara in Ksubis that darshins the Pasuk in Parshas Vayechi. V'lashireka b'ni asoinoi. That it brings a chazal, Gemara Ksubis, Ein Lucha Ilon Srak Sheva Eretz Yisrael, She'eni Moitzi Maso Shtei Asoinois. That's not going to have, each tree is going to have enough that two donkeys could carry. And there's a cheshem based on the Gemara in Baba Metzia that what a donkey could carry is 15 saw, two donkeys 30 saw, chetzi saw, tena, a tena, which is chetzi saw, is 1/60th of what the tree gave. One other inyan about maybe Ve'eni Kairi, we have to move on, but maybe Ve'eni Kairi, it's Mavura like this. Noshim, the Mishnah says, Bikurim Perek Alfa Shnei, Noshim are maybe ve'enei koirei. Why are Noshim not koirei? Again, because Hashem Nasat Ali, they don't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Frek Rabbi Kiveger, Turei Even, Gedolei Achrayinim. L'chayre, Noshim should be potter from Bikurim anyways. Because it's a Zman Groma. Why is it a Zman Groma? So first of all, it's not Poshit. Mikra Bikurim is only Biyoin, Machloikis Rishoinim. There's a Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chof that gives a whole list of things that are only Noyig Biyoin, and that if Megillah Chofim Beis, if it's Noyig Biyoin, then it's from Alois HaShachar B'diavad, Lechatchila from Nate, some of the things. There's a Shaila, the Rifz Girsi is Vidui Bikurim, which is that Mikra Bikurim is Biyoin. Others hold no, there's no din that it's Biyoin. But if there's a din of Mikra Bikurim Biyoin, and then Memela by default, Havas Bikurim Ulchaira should be Biyoin, you're supposed to do the Mikra Bikurim by the Hava. So then it should be a Zman Groma because it's Biyoin. What's more, also, the Mishnah says that you're only Mevi Bikurim until Chanukah. After Chanukah, you're not Mevi Bikurim. And Mikra Bikurim is only till Sukkis. The Mishnah says, Mi Sukkis ad Chanukah, Mevi Ve'eni Kairi. So it's invited, it's a deadline. After Chanukah, no Hava. After Sukkis, no Kriya. So if Mikol Hanal, it should be considered that Bikurim is a Zman Groma. Oy Bazoi, it's a double question. Why does the Mishnah say Noshim are Mevi? The Einoi Koire, because of Asher Nasatali, Einoi Koire anyways should be, because it's a Zman Groma, because Kriya is Biyoim. And truth, even maybe, why maybe? It should be a Zman Groma. It's only until Chanukah. And also maybe only by Yoim. So there's a big Arichas in the Achrayim about this Kasha. It's Poshet that when the Koyan eats the Bikurim in the Azara, he's Avada going to make a Bracha, and Avada Kohanim, but whenever they make a bracha on their mitzvahs, Achilas Truma, Birchas Kohanim, it's not the standard text. It's Asher Kitchonu Bikdushosai Shel Aroin Vitzivanu. And that's the Nusach HaBracha you would make. And L'chayr, it's Pashit
it's pashut that the kohanim would also make such a bracha. Does Eishes Kohen eat the Bikurim? I don't think so. It's in the Azor. I don't think she eats. Truma she eats, but I don't know if she makes a bracha. Asher Kachana Bikdushas Eshel Aaron. If the Eishes Kohen is Behemoth Kohen, certainly it doesn't make a bracha. Yeah. The Oir HaChaim HaKadosh writes, V'samto batene. Tene is 60. Did we say that? That tene is gematria 60? I mean, it is. Tes nun aleph. Not even off with a koil. Says the Oir HaChaim, that's a remez that you're supposed to put the 60 mesechtes in your basket. In your basket, you should have. There are 60 mesechtes. A person should be v'samto batene. Now, the Mefarshim asked that there aren't 60 mesechtes. There are 63 mesechtes. There are a few terutzim. Don't use all of them, because then you'll get stuck like the 57 or like this. But either the three Babas are one, Sanhedrin and Makis might be one. And you have to know how to work out the various cheshbonis. But bepashtes, there are 60 mesechtes. Keneged Medrash says shishim heim malachos. And that's also tene. And by the way, that's also goin. You know, goin, now there's inflation. Everyone's a goin. Goin is gematria 60. A goin is someone that knows the 60 mesechtes. I saw in the Shach Al HaTorah in Parshas Shmini, it says in the pasuk over there, "Es zet toichlu mikol asher b'mayim," and he darshens it b'derech drash. This is the kind of Rebbe you should learn. Ein mayim el haTorah. Which kind of Rebbe? Kol asher yeshloi snapir v'kaskeses. Snapir is sefer nun yud. He knows his 60 mesechtes. Snapir is the letters sefer nun yud. That's the kind of Rebbe you should learn. One who's a goyim. He has the 60 mesechtes in his tenet. And then he says, Kaskeses. Well, Kaskeses, he says, is Gematria 1200, which is Gematria Talmud Chochem Baal Maisen B'chol Koichai. Work it out. I think it's without a koil, but I want to stell on Snapir. Snapir is Sefer Nun Yud. That's a Rebbe that knows the 60 Mesechtes. It's Yedua, Reb Chaim Kanievsky had a Bazundur Chavivas to the Hekif of Kol HaTorah Kula. I don't want to get carried away talking about Reb Chaim now, but he had 600 questions. There are 60 Mesechtes. He had 10 Gishmaka questions on each Masechta, Sachakol 600 questions, that all 10 questions that on each Masechta, the answer is not in the Masechta, it's somewhere else. It's a question about that Masechta, but to know the answer, it's not from Inuvenig, it has to be from somewhere else. You got it? On all, he had 10 questions. He once brought it as a Mishleich Manas to his Rebbe of Michal Yehuda when he was a young bacher. This was Mishleich Manas that year. The 600 questions, 10 questions on each one of the 60 Masechtas, that the answer to it is not in that Masechta, the answer it is somewhere else. Divrei Torah, Ashirim b'makom echad. Okay, we're going to move on. There's a whole separate story over here that they take the Avonim. The Gemara in Sot explains that there were a few sets of Avonim, one under the Yarden, one that they put under the Yarden, one that they took and they wrote, V'kosav al ha'avonim es kol divrei ha'toyra hazois. There's a machloikis rishonim. What does it mean? V'kosav al ha'avonim es kol divrei ha'toyra hazois. First of all, Stam, the Al Shech HaKadosh writes that the concept of the writing the Torah on these 12 stones, he says it's like a mezuzah. The same way on the shahr of a bias, you put a mezuzah, which you don't put Kol HaTorah Kula, but you put Parshi of Shema, V'Hoyim Shemoya on a cloth at the entrance of a bias. So at the entrance of Eretz Yisrael, you put a big mezuzah. It's made out of Even, not cloth. By the Kaisel, they have actually a big mezuzah. But it took even a bigger mezuzah. The mezuzah for the knisa to the shahr, to Eretz Yisrael, says the Al Sheikh on this week's parsha, is not on clock, it's on Evan, and you put the kosav as called Divrei HaTorah Hazois. But what does it mean, called Divrei HaTorah Hazois? The Meiri in Soita over there, on Laman Hay, says it means Gantz Sefer Dvorim, Mishnah Torah. The Ralbag, in this week's parsha, and also in Yeshua, again he talks about it, the Pesukim talk about it over there, he says you only wrote the Brachas and Klolas of Parshas Kisavai, the Pesukim of this week's parsha. The Al Sheikh actually writes that you wrote the whole Torah from Bereshis till the end of Zayis Abrocha Le'enei Kol Yisrael. Kol HaTorah. The Gemara says B'Shivim Loshen Be'emes. It says B'Shivim Loshen Ba'er Heitev. Heitev is Gematria. Says the Marsha in Soita 70. Hey Yud Tes Beis. Actually, it's not 70. You have to do it Nachman style. Hey Yud Tes Beis. As the Marsha, and then it's Gematria 70. It's actually 69, but that's a shaila because there's Lashon Kodesh, one of the 70, or there are 70 besides Lashon Kodesh. That's for a different time. But Al-Sheikh writes that you would write Kol HaTorah Kula, and he says it was a nace. It was a nace. And he says that's why it's V'samta Oysoi Basid. Very interesting. He says Basid is with a Samach, Basid. But you know, a lot of times Samach and Sin
are interchangeable. Like sirtut sometimes is written with a samach, sometimes with a sin. What's the real way? Sasareganos, so I don't know which way you do it, but sid, it says samach yudalid, but really it's sin yudalid. That's the same letters as Shakai. Now the name Shakai, by definition, is she'omer lo meidai. Shakai is the name of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that represents, well, yukevav is bechal not in Gashmis. Shakai is that even in Gashmis, that it's endless, meaning it keeps on getting, it spreads more and more. So besid, the oisiyas Shakai, that was the oifin, how they were able to taka right, kol ha-Torah kula. I was thinking nowadays, I don't know, try as a vorte, that, you know, with modern technology, you could have a mavel tekzach, you could have a small screen, but it's deep, right? You can push to the side, and there's more screens, there's windows. So on the avonim also, on these 12 avonim also, they were able to write kol ha-Torah kula. So somebody, yeah, but it's made out of stone. I said, that's your problem, we'll get technology for that also, it's fine. We'll work it out. You can have taka kol ha-Torah kula written in the beginning of miyat machzik es hameruba, even on avonim. But akaparam, that was kol ha-Torah kula b'shivim loshoin on, right, like shivim loshoin also, right? You just press a button with Google Translate, it's a different loshoin. So they could have that on the avonim also. Islam's not so free in this Pesach. You have in the Toichacha. Yakcha Hashem b'shigoin uve'ivoroin uve'simhoin leivov. Rashi writes, Simoin leivov is oitim halev, and then he brings a lashon of laz, or sturdishin, or bataibung, which I saw, it means, like when a person's having an operation, you have to give him, you make him go to sleep, vizakman,
anesthesia.
So you're unconscious, you're in a tardemes. That's what it means, timhoin leivov, that's pshat and Rashi. Now it's Mabel al-Arayan, we're saying vidui on Yom Kippur, and we're clapping, and going through the Seder of Aleph Beis, two for each letter, there's more, you can, there's a new Sfarim now with extra chatoyim, you can write with all kinds of and translations and things. The last one, Meklapin, you're looking for who hit you? Betim hoin leivav, you know, we also say bevidoi peh, but also betim hoin leivav, mefal tashlofen, in mitten de vidoi, a person has to know that he shouldn't be in a bechin of tim and leivav. But what wakes you up from this tim and leivav? Elul is a wake up call to not fall asleep. I saw an interesting chiddush, it's actually machlokes. We know Chazal Darshan, there's a famous pasuk, Dirshu Hashem Behimotsoi. Chazal say that, what is that? When is that? Baseres Yimei Tshuva. Come on, Rosh Hashanah and other places. Dirshu Hashem Behimotsoi. But the pasuk continues, Kiruhu Beyoisei Koroiv. When is that? Dirshu Hashem Behimotsoi is a Seres Yimei Tshuva. When is Kiruhu Beyoisei Koroiv? So I saw the Hafla in Parshas Achrei Mois writes, it's going on Elul. That's what the Hafla writes. The Moshe de Gro in the Siddur Agro, he says, no, Kiru B'yosei Korav is going on Yom Kippur. I saw another Pshat, Kiru B'yosei Korav is a Gansior. But the Aflo learns Taka, Dirshu Hashem B'motzi is a Seres Yimei Tshuva, Kiru B'yosei Korav is Elul. Now, always in Elul now, we always, Tich L'shon HaVikili said, we read the Klolis and Brachas of Har Grizim and Har Evil. It's a fascinating thing. The concept of Har Grizim and Har Evil, which we said, we're stelling avek a mezuzah, we're entering Eretz Yisrael, we're stelling avek a grois a mezuzah, but then we're doing something very important. A person has to set up and be mesader and organize bad and good, light and dark, what's important, what's not important, and what's important not to. So, Har Grizim and Har Evil is getting that clarity of, are you kidding? It's two different mountains, Bechlal. Don't, there shouldn't be, because a lot of Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz's whole shmuz about Or of the Choyshech, Mishtam Shem Barabuvia. Elul is the time, Agansior Elul, but Elul is the time, and we land in Kisove now, it's to shtel avek, to get the clarity of not having a bilbil of what's wrong, right, black, white, nochain, loy nochain, ad kedekach, brocho klala. Totally two different mountains, totally two different extremes, and bechlal not to mix the two. There's one other Indian.
There's a Gemara in Menachos. Daf Mem Gimel. Reb Meir Omer. Chayiv, chayiv. Odom levorech mei brachos b'chol yoim. Shenemar. Va'ata Yisrael ma Hashem shoyal mi'imachim li'ira. Al tikri ma elam meya. Tosis over there in Menachos says, because that pasuk has 99 letters. That's the remez. 100 brachos because there's 99 letters. 99 letters, yeah. But it says, al tikri ma elam meya. You had a letter. Mo Hashem Shalom. You add an aleph to the mo. That's the 100th letter. Says Rav Zalman Sirotskin. So why is the aleph the remez? Let it say for us 100 letters. So we know that Chazal say that the meya brachos, among other things, is connected the klolis of Parshas Kisavai. Now Parshas Kisavai has tzadi ches klolis, and you need to be misgaber on the tzadi ches klolis. So you need one more. You need 99, and that's why there's 99 letters in the pasuk. Yeah, but then there's a pasuk in the parsha that says, kol machla ash kol maka gam kol choyle gam kol maka asher loy ksuva. There's one other hidden klolis. It's not even written. Connected the one extra klala besides the 98 that's not written. So there's the not written aleph that's hidden in the ma, al tikri ma, elameya, and that's how you get to the 100th one, and that's the hundredth bracha. There's a remez, the chidah brings, there's a remez, there's a pasuk in Shira Shirin. Ha elef lecha shloimoi, umasayim lenoitrim espiria. He says, based on the Gemara in Chulin, that every bracha is worth 10 zehuvim. Now, if you're supposed to make, it's a Gemara, so if a bracha is worth 10 zehuvim, 100 brachas a day, is, the Chasam Sofer has vilde cheshbonis about how through a person's lifetime, till the age of 70, how many brachas he makes and times 10 zehuvim, he has cheshbonis with the numbers. But the etzim, just inside the pasuk, ha'elef l'cha shloimoi, 1,000, because 10 zehuvim, that's every day 1,000, over masayim l'noitrim is period. What's masayim l'noitrim is period? Because on Shabbos especially, we don't have as many brachas, because we don't have shmoina esrei, we only have 7 brachas in the tfilos. Right, Shachris, Mincha, and Meiriv in Shabbos is only Sheva brachas, not Shmoyne Esrei brachas. There's a less brachas. There's a few ways to be mashlim with Birchas HaTorah, Birchas HaTorah, and then there's an option of Birchas HaPeiros to make a bracha on fruits. So it's a elef l'chashloim every day, even on Shabbos. You want to get to the 1,000, the 100 times 10 zuvim, but if needed, umasayim le'noitrim espirioi. But sometimes you don't need that because the pasuk continues. Hayosheves baganim chaverim makshivim l'koy l'chashmini. If you listen to the Birchas HaTorah every person that gets an aliyah in the Yesheves Baganim when you're sitting in shul and you listen to the Oilum L'Torah that make a bracha Rishayin and bracha Achrayin on the Torah, that could be or Chazaras Hashatz according to some Shittas, that could be Mashlam also the Meya Brachas. Now there's an interesting derher. The concept of the Meya Brachas the Torah brings is that because in times of David HaMelech there was a Magef and 100 people were dying every day, so he made a Takana of 100 Brachas. There's a cheshbon if the Meya brachas start at night or start at day. It's an afkamina, legabi, the days that are short-ended on brachas. Do you start from Alayis HaShachar when you get up, or do you start from the night before? There can be nafkaminas, legabi, keeping your cheshbonis for the 100 brachas. But there's an interesting nakuda. It's very easy to get 70, 80 brachas a day. It's the last few. It's the last few that really is the klap. It's harder to be mashlim. But a person has to know you have to be mashlim. Klapimah dvarim amurim b'ktsara. In the sugis of Nairamoy Rosso, if there's a av and an oris that are made for the neder, and it's mevor in the Gemara, according to one man the Omer, that when one of them is mefer, you need both of them to be mefer. Hafer ha'av v'loy hafer ha'baal, hafer ha'baal v'loy hafer ha'av, enoy mufer. You need both. But still, if one of them is mefer, it's megas gaias, which means it cuts it in half. The neder is now half mutter. So the kash is, so let the second partner do the second half. Why is it mevor that no, they have to both do it together and it has to work out and there's so many minute details. If the first one could do the geziza of halb, so the second one should do the geziza on the second halb. And there's a big arichas not for now, but the yisoid adavar is endikin is shverer. To finish something off, to finish the job is not as easy. Yes, the first one could do the first half, that's the easy cut. It's afterwards that it gets harder. The 100th bracha, the 95, 96, 97, that's when it gets, that's where the avoid is, that's where you have to shvitz, that's where you have to make a mamatz. Samoel is Rosh HaTevis, the Sfarim writes. See him, Mesechta, Ein Lasois. That's what he tries to stop you. Nisht Endikin. Endikin is Shver. One other dugma where you see this, as if you'll end with one other dugma. There's a medrash that the Torah brings in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. He says that on Erev Rosh Hashanah, he brings a mashal that the Tzaddikim fast. Not everyone, but the Yechidim fast. He gives a mashal that a king is coming to the city to punish the city. And he's getting close to the city. Some people, the Chashuv Yair, come out and meet with him. And he takes off shlish. And that, the Medrash says, is like the people that fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah.
As he gets closer to the city, more of the city comes out and they're trying to be Mishanef and Mephias the Melech, and he's Moirid Lehem another Shlish. Finally, Mamash gets to the Shar of the city and the whole city, Anoshim, Noshim, Vitav come out, and then he's Moichel them in Gansen. But the way the Medrash tells it, Avek, the three Shlavim in the Nimshal is Erev Rosh Hashanah, is a Shlish. Erev Rosh Hashanah, a Shlish. Aseres Yimei Tshuva is a Shlish. Yom Kippur is a Shlish. Makshim, the Prisha has the Kash, the Velt has the Prisha has the Kash Afanor. Erev Rosh Hashanah poils the same Darga, the Yom Kippur. Is the emissary's vault is given Erev Rosh Hashanah, that's the Erev Rosh Hashanah Shmuz. Yeah, Erev Rosh Hashanah, those the wissen, is the Zelbe Gekoye, for Yom Kippur. Das is Einvar, das is Doin Minov, Uki Ba'as Redemot. Aber Klapi, unsere Sugi Do, the Pshad is, yeah, the Shlish HaShlishi, is Nish the Zelbe, be the Shlish HaRishay, the Shlish HaShlishi, and the Genazach, for the Zechmer, we're holding now Taka by the end of the year. Dafka now is when a person has to make a push to get to the 100th bracha, it should be Elif L'Chashloima, with the Shlemus, good.